Well, I hope it was worth it for the New England Patriots to get that all-important one touchdown from Antonio Brown.
Oh, look at where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, they really needed it against Miami.
Yes, they did.
And I'm not bitter or anything because I gave out Miami plus 19 in the dreaded pick segment. Won't be doing that again this season.
They play Cowboys on Sunday.
Cowboys are going to... Yeah,
like 30 to nothing.
They're going
to
cover that, yeah. The Patriots released that bizarre statement. Did you see the statement?
I did not see it. I was waiting until we got to it to actually take a look at it.
Yeah, so we'll read it next because it's truly bizarre. But first, I want to talk to Curtis in California who's been holding on. What's going on, Curtis? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I got a friend, Damon, who showed me this app. And I remember having a conversation with him with Alshon Jeffrey when he first came in and being concerned that he didn't look good. And I was just reassuring him, give him time, man. Let him get chemistry with Carson and see how it pans out. And, I mean, I really like how that works now. And I think for us this coming week, that's really our advantage. That first half, that Falcons game, we played horrible. But then in the halftime, somehow they figured it out to where they were able to, like, almost take the game back.
Yes.
With guys that Carson hasn't played with at all, let alone the extended preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our advantage, that these other teams, the Lions specifically, don't have any tape on our receiving core any more than we have experience with them. So now this whole week, Carson's had that with them, coming in there with new guys. And I think really between Doug Peterson and Carson doing what he's got to do, they can really exploit Matt Patricia and Detroit's defense by using those guys as weapons. And we know Carson can throw it deep downfield to JJ or Nelson and really make something happen.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Curtis. We've been talking about this all week, too, is that the surprise showing in the Falcons game for Arcega Whiteside and Matt Collins didn't pass the eye test. But knowing that if indeed it is those guys, and Alshon Jeffrey's not in, DeSean Jackson's already been ruled out, Dallas Goedert's out, if you have the entire week to install stuff for them, I'm not saying that it's going to be great,
mm-hmm.
but maybe simple is better anyway, and they get to that ground game that we've been advocating and calling for to begin with.
I'm totally on board with that. I honestly, I feel concerned. Maybe is it something within Jordan Howard and his contract or anything like that that requires him to get the limited reps? Because in Chicago, he didn't have a ton of reps either, and you have to wonder why they were willing to part with him so early, because Tariq Cohen isn't the same kind of back that Jordan Howard is. He's great, but he's not the same kind of back, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, I think that it's more, and thanks for the phone call, Curtis, that they looked at Howard, they looked at Cohen, and they said, we want our offense to look more like this, where our back is responsible for catching wheel routes and swings and screens.
Right.
Like, that's what our back does in this offense. If you're going to throw it a million times with Mitchell Trubisky, a guy who needs some time to get going in Jordan Howard isn't necessarily going to help you all that much.
Yep.
Speaking of a guy who needs some time to get going, he's on the move again.
He's got time.
Yeah, he's going to have some time. Here's the Patriots statement. The New England Patriots are releasing Antonio Brown. What is the next sentence that almost always occurs?
Almost always. The New England Patriots are releasing wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What do you got?
We'd like to thank Antonio for his hard work and wish him best of luck in his future endeavors, right? That is the thing that you hear. Now it's, we appreciate the hard work. I'm like, oh, okay. Of many people over the past 11 days, but we feel it is best to move in a different direction at this time.
Many people, meaning the investigators.
That's a big time stub, bro.
The NFL.
We appreciate the hard work of many people. I want to thank the troops, all of our men and women in uniform, everybody who's keeping us safe. Like, holy cow.
Man.
And Antonio Brown, I don't know if you've seen his Twitter account right now.
No, I have not.
This dude can't...
He can't stay off social media?
He can't stop.
Oh,
this
man.
Dude can't stop, so...
That's what I mean.
This is...
That's what I'm saying.
He said he's posting pictures of himself and Tom Brady, saying thanks for
the fact?
Thanks for the opportunity, appreciate it, Patriots. Then, if I'm lying, I'm flying... and it's a picture of him scoring the touchdown against Miami, and then thank you with a picture of him and Bill Belichick. Then the marathon continues, and then just got fired on Friday.
This dude, man.
He can't stop. I think he's truly addicted. It's so, like, I think that that's where the problem comes in.
So I mentioned one of my best friends. It's like, you know, it's like my family.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the business of, yeah, he's a therapist.
Okay, got it.
And he says, man, he said this a while ago with the feet and the helmet. It's like, man, CTE is a strong, strong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just from looking at him and all these patterns and all these things, he's like, I'm telling you, he's like, listen, I don't know for a fact, of course, but would not surprise him one bit if CTE. And he said it today when he texted me. He was like, yo, CTE is a wild thing. What is wrong with this guy, man?
Well, so part of it is what Ryan Clark said, right? Where it's, you know, this yes. dude's on his best behavior. But
until you give him,
yeah,
exactly. He said, I wouldn't pay him.
I wouldn't pay him. You're going to create a monster, right?
Yes. Pittsburgh started this. They created a monster.
And then part of it has to be CTE or something, right? Part of it is getting the money. Part of it is, I mean, let's face it. He was fast tracked to be the best wide receiver of all time statistically. Like, he was right on Jerry Rice's pace.
And at first it was quiet.
Everything.
It was like, Antonio Brown, who's that?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then it just kept going. It's like, he's
good. Oh, he's
really good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ben keeps throwing it to him. Yeah. He must be something.
And then he's 31. He could be done. He could be finished at age 31.
Well, Joe, he's not playing the rest of this season.
I don't think there's a way.
No.
I don't think there's a single way.
At all this season. What happens next season, I don't know. But this looks bad because while all this stuff is happening, first of all, as you just talk about him staying off of social media, he could not stop texting people about what's going on. And what's going on is the woman who's the artist.
Yes.
In this, I don't know
this
if you
is
read
the second woman.
Yes, yes. The second woman. It's the SI story. I don't know if you read that.
Yes.
SI story.
I did.
The artist who he was fond of the work.
Yeah. He so
fond of the paintings.
Bought the painting and then commissioned her for a mural.
Yes, come do a mural in
of
my
me.
Home of me so I can look at it every day. And while you're painting, I'm going to walk behind you with no clothes on.
Just the washcloth.
Just because. And since you did not respond the way I wanted, now I don't need your help anymore.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So she is in this story. If you haven't read it, people, we're just kind of just sharing what we know from the story from SI.com. And then it comes out yesterday or today? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
That he's texting this woman about the story and then others.
Kind of intimidating stuff.
Intimidating yeah. stuff and then others. And then you bring the kids in it.
It's like,
what so do you the, do? New the England.
The equivalent is like doxing, right? Where it's like, man, I really don't like Devon Gibbons. Devon's address is here. This is what his kid's class schedule is. Here's a list of his fears. You know what I mean? Like that.
This is what you do. This is where you go.
Now.
What an idiot.
Yes. It's important to say that legally speaking, Antonio Brown is innocent until he is proven guilty.
Well, it just does not look good.
But from the NFL's perspective, that does not, has not, and will not matter at all in the future. Any team that signs him, he'll be immediately placed on the commissioner's list. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of this. I was not sure that he was going to be able to play on Sunday. I thought that the league was going to be on a time crunch to kind of figure this thing out. Time crunch gets removed when the Patriots release Antonio
so
Brown.
He would be on a commissioner's list? That was in this. Okay. I read it wrong when you put it up on the screen.
No, no, no.
I thought it
said. So it's not guaranteed.
No, no, not guaranteed, yeah. But
it's looking it's like if a team signs him,
that's what's going to happen.
He's headed for the commissioner's list. That's the way that it looks. Now, the only time that I can remember that, and correct me if there was a more recent time, was Adrian Peterson got placed on the commissioner's exempt list during that thing with the switch and his son and all that other kind of stuff. I don't know that Greg Hardy got put on there or anyone else. I think that Peterson was the one and the most recent one that I remembered. So this is something that kind of gets, like, it's very rarely utilized. and it speaks to kind of like what's going on with Antonio Brown. Do you think that the Patriots released him because of all this, or because they got sick of answering questions about all of this? Legitimate
both.
Question.
Both.
Yeah.
Majority of all of this, question second.
Yeah.
Because once the NFL finally got involved, first of all, Robert Kraft over the summer, off season, whatever you want to call it. Right?
Yes.
You forget about that. All right?
Everyone has now.
Yeah. You remember now.
Yes.
And now you forget because this guy's doing what he's doing. But you're like, oh, no, let's not do this.
Right.
We're going to win anyway, we think.
We've been smacking everybody.
Yeah, we're trying to break offensive records and all of that stuff. But that being said, this is not going to be worth it because it's going to happen every week. It's not going to stop because, number one, he can't stop, even though I'm sure they probably said stay off of social media. He has not. And it was just going to keep going. And to your point, they were going to keep asking the questions. It's always them, right, Joe? It's always the others. You do what you do.
Yes.
But now me and Josh are always being asked the question.
Yeah.
Now we're tired of hearing it.
Well, because
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, he skipped his media availability after the Miami game.
And they were investigating that.
Yes.
This man is full of investigations.
Well, do you think that's how they're able to maintain? Do you think that's how they're able to maintain their culture there, though? Because it's you either conform to what we're doing or we're cutting you free.
Now, he's basically conformed because he didn't do anything wrong.
Except skip media availability.
Except the skip media availability that one time after the game.
So one for one.
What was he going to do,
skipping media availability.
Well, the text messages as well, though, even though he's not guilty, we can confirm that's stupid.
You're right. That was just dumb. That was dumb. What was he supposed to do, though?
So we should have known.
What was he supposed to do?
Who, Antonio Brown?
Was he supposed to do that? Well, you knew what that was going to turn into. Everybody, Tom Brady wouldn't even get anybody in the media room.
But just handle it the way that everybody else does.
He can't.
One person asks, he says, I'm only going to answer questions about football. One more person asks, you stand up and you walk away. That's exactly how everyone else handles that.
He can't.
We should have known that he had a social media problem when he is videoing Mike Tomlin.
Oh, yes.
Talking about the Patriots and calling them assholes and putting it out on the internet. We should have known that he had this particular problem then. That was years ago. This is insane.
Yes.
I retweeted what I tweeted. It feels like it was forever ago. This Antonio Brown saga, time-wise, has taken a very brief amount of time. It has not really been like a full saga. But I retweeted what I tweeted out on September 7th, which, as you may remember, way back when is when Antonio Brown was released from the Oakland Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted, to answer your question, nope. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that again, because there will be someone who says, well, you know, DeSean Jackson's banged up.
Uh-huh.
You know, Alshon Jeffrey's banged up.
You don't even have to go there.
Take a chance.
Joe, when you and PC finished the show a couple of weeks ago, right? I was on vacation. I come back. You're going on vacation after this show with PC this week in pro football. D and I are in AC.
Uh-huh.
And I get a text from you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Antonio Brown was just released.
As we're doing like our closing, like get out.
Yes. So you knew what the 4 hours were going to be.
Yep.
Do you do it?
Yep.
Nope.
At the time, no. Lots of people were hard yes, though.
Yes.
Lots of people were hard yes.
I bet you that's not the case today.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
I always like to know. And
won't do it.
I want to know what the line is. I always do. I always like to know what the line is. Nope. Can't work with them. Won't do it. I want winners. Oh, man.
What was the line? What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That was way more
important. That was fun.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Can't win with them.
The
line where everyone decides. All right, that's enough.
That's
you know, because we are sick as NFL fans. There were people that were like, Joe Mixon, let's go. We need a back. There were people that saw the Kareem Hunt video and were like, I bet he's available for cheap. Like, I wonder where the actual line is where it's a consensus where everybody's like, nah, we're good. We're all right.
All right. So we all agree that he's not playing this season. 100% he's not playing.
Yes.
Will you go there?
Yeah.
Josh, 100%?
I'm not convinced that he won't sign, by the way. I'm convinced that he's not playing.
But he won't sign. Okay, but he might sign with someone, but he's not playing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to touch him. You know why? Because I think the owners are going to stick together on this particular one and say, you know what? It's not worth it this year. No.
Right.
We're just all going to stay away. We'll revisit it after everything is done.
Yes.
By the way, when I was reading the story.
Yeah.
The first one. Not the second story with the extra people who he's been terrible to. Were you guys aware that the woman who, of course, is accusing him of the sexual allegations and all, right? That they had a deadline for the settlement?
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations for the criminal investigation. Yes. Right? Is that what you're talking about?
And he said... He let the deadline pass, and he was like, no, I'm not doing it. Because he got...
Oh, the... Okay.
It was a $2 million thing I think they were after him for.
Right.
And he was like, no, we're going to let that pass. Dude. All right. So, this stuff is going on. No one knows about it. No one knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're causing all of this mess in Oakland with the hot air balloon, then the feet, then the helmet. And then all the other stuff starts with Mike Mayock and John Gruden, and then you're released. After that, a week later, this is when the stuff starts.
Mm.
People remember, we didn't even know all of this was going on with him at all because they were keeping it quiet. The woman and her representation, of course, Brown and his people, Drew Rosenhaus, I'm sure, and others, keeping it quiet. All he had to do, listen, we don't know what happened.
Right.
He may very well be innocent. We have no idea.
We don't know. Yes.
We have no clue. But look at what it's done now. He's lost $30 million from the Oakland Raiders, guaranteed.
15 more. 15
more. Because you probably would have hit those incentives.
Plus whatever you were set to earn from Pittsburgh.
Hang on. The one we didn't get to last night. Nike.
Oh, yeah.
Axes him.
Antonio Brown is not a Nike athlete. Yes.
Okay. I don't even know if he was involved in Pizza Hut again this year. He's out.
So you know what complicates this? I was asking what the line
pay
is.
Pay the $2 million.
And maybe this goes away. Maybe.
Maybe.
But I have to think that the Steelers knew about some of this, right?
They said the Steelers and the Raiders had no idea. Right?
Mm. Is that true?
Steelers and the Raiders had no idea. None.
Because they said that the...
You're not buying it, though.
Well... The issues were in like 2018 and 2017, right? Like some of these.
Yes.
You're not hiding that from your team's head of security. Those people know everything, don't they?
Yes, they do.
There's no way that the Steelers didn't know and that the Raiders didn't. Certainly not that the Raiders didn't know anything. Nothing? I don't know about that. Here's the thing that makes it complicated, D. So just bear with me.
Idiot.
Ray Rice... never gets a chance again because he's used up, right? I think that that's one of the main reasons why Ray Rice never gets another chance. People are arguing, with some merit, that Colin Kaepernick is not getting another chance because he is past his prime and used up.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, some people are making that argument, right? Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, no questions whatsoever because they're young and they can still help you big time. Right? Tyreek Hill is going to get an unlimited number of chances. Antonio Brown is in the middle section where he's 31 years old, but still competing at a Pro Bowl level.
Still great.
So you're at that weird thing now, if you're a team where it's like, does he get more chances because we think he can help us? But he's also 31 years old, played with Ben Roethlisberger, who's a Hall of Famer his entire career.
Le'Veon like, Bell.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? From a skill perspective, from where is the line that we say that this guy's not playing anymore, or this team's not going to sign him or whatever, like he's in this weird gray area limbo between Ray Rice and Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's kind of shifting the line for some people who say, look, you can't have a team full of choir boys, and I got to find people that can help me win.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I do wonder about that. I think you know where I stand. I think it's pretty clear where
yeah,
you
I
stand
know where
on
you
this.
Stand. Yeah.
But there are people that don't feel the same way that we do, and there's a sliding scale.
I think
for
he's
what's
cooked.
Acceptable.
I really do think he's cooked, at least for this year. See how things play out. Maybe he's looked at later on and say, you know what, he was right. But they're still going to talk about some of the texts, the emails, his conversation, his behavior
he's
in general.
A paper trail. It's crazy. What are you doing?
Will Ferrell again. Will Ferrell again from Wedding Crashers. I mean,
the hang gliding accident.
He is.
What an idiot.
Exactly.
Oh, honey, look at
what
me.
A loser.
Honey, look at me. Oh, I'm dead.
Love that movie.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yes, you just hang glided that's right it. Off the cliff because you cannot stay off of your phone and texting and emails. While it's going on, you do this?
That's why I think he's addicted. Like,
two
I think
days,
that's a problem.
Like, it's 2 days later after this story comes out about the rest of the people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. I get it, okay?
Oh, man.
I get technology addiction. It happens to me a lot. I literally say one more game of Super Smash Brothers at 1 o'clock. I look up at my clock the next time it's 4 a.m.
It's time for bed. That means you. No, no, hot girls. No, no, no.
Yes. Right? That's what I should be saying.
Really? I can't look at this Rihanna tweet?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't look at this Rihanna tweet?
I think he's got a lot of different problems.
Yeah.
He might be a jerk to start with. And then you add on a lot of different other stuff. And
yeah.
then, you know, if there's any concussion elements and things like that. There are a lot of layers to this onion, D.
Remember where he lost me. And I know we're talking about some real stuff. I know he's talking about some real stuff with all this.
But it's the stash.
It's the mustache.
Yeah. It's the stash.
You can't go blonde mustache.
You can't come back from that.
Can't go blonde mustache.
Even me, I'm a blonde guy. I have a red mustache. That's the way it goes.
And then I saw him at a Sixers game. I think it was a playoff game. It was like 2 years ago. He came to the game.
Yeah.
The season was over. I was like, is that Antonio Brown?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah. It's like, dude, what are you
I
doing
remember
here?
Him with the Lego Man haircut.
That's when he did it. The Wesley Snipes, New Jack City haircut.
That was sane Antonio Brown, actually, was the Lego head.
Yeah. My goodness.
If such a thing were real.
Or maybe, let me see. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, he had the weird haircut.
He's got a lot of those. Like,
yeah.
Wow. 610-632.
In the mustache.
0975. Cephalosha joining the Rockets. They're getting that band back together.
I saw that. I saw Cephalosha, and it's funny because I was listening to something where he's joining the Rockets, and it was something that happened that Russell Westbrook did something stupid with the Thunder when they were all together, Durant, everybody, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Hard.
And it was just talking about how Westbrook knew he was wrong, but he went off on Cephalosha because he got in his way. I think he was trying to back down a smaller defender, and Cephalosha did something right by cutting through the lane, trying to get an easy bucket, and he had the lead on his man. But Westbrook was so determined to get by this smaller defender because it was personal, and it was a turnover, a bad shot, whatever it was, and then he just kind of just went off on him. It's like, okay.
Great.
Okay.
Well, so they got Cephalosha back. I wonder if they will pull Cole Aldrich back from the Tianjin Golden Lions of the Chinese Basketball League, if they're really just getting the whole band back together in Houston.
And the Sixers play them second week of October?
The Golden Lions? I hope not. I hope that the Sixers are playing in the NBA.
No, preseason.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming into Philadelphia.
They are. The Golden Lions are?
I don't know which team it was.
With Cole Aldrich?
No, it was with Mo Spates.
Okay. Well, maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe so.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Now I got to know.
You going to look it up?
Oh, of course I am. 610-632.
You'll see it.
0975 Devon Gibbons,
yes.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back to Von Gibbons and Joe Torty, 97.5. The Fanatic. Josh Rabick is producing.
Did you check the preseason schedule?
I did. I checked the preseason schedule for the Sixers. They're playing the Guangzhou Luang Lions, which is not to be confused with the other Lions team.
My bet.
For whom Cole Aldridge plays. Yeah, so
I guess I'm not on top of my...
I don't know how you could have messed that up so badly, dude.
Yeah, my bad.
That's kind of embarrassing. Turn in your hoops card.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carl next in Jersey on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Carl.
Hey, good evening, guys. I'm thinking about Antonio Brown, and, I mean, he's got a pretty long list of indiscretions, I guess you can call them, but throughout the course of his career that we know about.
Yes.
You know, from arguing with Roethlisberger to complaining he's not getting the ball on the sidelines, many number of things. Some guys get a bad rap. You know, you see one or two things and it's easy to say, well, you don't know all the facts.
Sure.
There's so many things he's just not a good guy. And I think that's kind of bore itself out now. I mean, when you're sending group text messages, and including photos of the person that you're talking about's children, and
yes,
saying, well, it's obvious they grow up poor. Again, he's not saying go find them at school when you're resorting to that kind of thing, and I don't care how much money you have, I mean, he's just not a good human being.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter how good a football player he's not a good human being. And should that prevent him from playing in the NFL? It shouldn't, because I'm sure there are plenty of guys that aren't necessarily good guys. But these things add up, and all of a sudden, what team wants to bring this guy on when you know at some point he's going to do what he wants to do? And if that means draw attention to himself, even if it's from a negative standpoint, he's going to do it. And you guys are dropping these movie quotes, and I watch Wedding Crashers all day, but I'll go to the Dark Knight. Hey, man, some guys just want to watch the world burn.
That's
and
the truth.
He's just one of those guys who doesn't, like, the money's not important to him. Like, he doesn't care. He grew up with nothing.
Yep.
Like, he's made enough money. He's going to do what he wants to do. The world be damned. And,
well, the question then becomes, Carl, what's important to him? Like, what does he want now? Because it seems
attention.
That's probably it.
Score touchdowns. That'll get you a lot of attention.
Right. Hold on. And he's done that.
So he's done that. So it's on to the next thing now.
That's it. Listen.
Jeez.
I mean, look at the guys that this guy's played with. I mean, you're mentioning Roethlisberger. You're mentioning, I mean, he played with Hines Ward. You know, like he's played with some of the greats. Mm. Now he gets to go play with. He gets released from. He does what he wants to do. He gets released from the Raiders. Right. Like, he didn't ask to be traded there. They offered to give him the contract that he wanted, and then he compensated Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh comes out smelling like a rose. Even if they got a seventh round pick, they got a pick for somebody they didn't want back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets released, and now he gets to go to the place to go. He goes to the gold standard, and he goes to the favorite to win the Super Bowl at least this year. Let alone, I mean, you put future odds out there, they're probably the favorite for next year right now, too, provided Brady stays healthy. And he can't stop sending texts. Like, he can't control himself. And I don't believe that he has some disease. Hold on. He could have CTE, for sure. He's doing what he wants to do. Nobody is going to tell Antonio Brown what he can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Not Lynn Tomlin, not Roger Goodell. Not Tom Brady, not Bill Belichick. And what do you think Drew Rosenhaus is saying right now? He's saying, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, what? Like, I can put all the spin out there I want, but ultimately, people aren't going to take my phone calls when it comes to you. And they're not. He's not going to play again this year, but for sure, he will be back in the league. Wow. Somebody will find him.
Wow, Carl, thanks for the phone call, man. I don't think that we are in solid agreement on that, but I think a team will sign him. They'll just be on the commissioner's exempt list at some point.
I don't know. I think they say no. I think they say
The commissioner, the owners are all kind of in agreement on this.
Yeah, I think they're all in agreement where they're like, look, we have to stand together on this particular one, and we cannot allow this to happen at all.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike next in Collingdale on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? I enjoy your show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I got an Eagles question for you guys, and then I also got an NBA trivia. I want to see if you guys can get it before the end of the show.
Okay.
Without phoning a friend or using a lifeline, all right?
Okay, you got it.
Okay. My Eagles point is this. I know you guys are, you know, I wouldn't say like diehard Eagles fan, but you love your birds. If they lose Sunday, is it how they lose that people, you know, will start going to the bridge and letting it jump off? Or is it, okay, we don't have the players that we would normally have, so that the L doesn't become a big burden? How do you guys think about that situation?
Well, I mean, Mike, to both of us, and I don't want to speak for Devon, but I know that he's mentioned this too. Like, how it happens really does matter, right? Like, if you lose on a 65-yard field goal as time is expiring, like, it's hard to get too crazy about that. But if you leave opportunity after opportunity out there, and you're wondering, it's not Mac Hollins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside messing up. It's Jordan Howard, and it's Lane Johnson, and it's Carson Wentz. I think that you have bigger problems and bigger questions there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right, and my NBA, and Devon, you better get this, or I'm coming to the station looking for you.
All right.
What NBA franchise won a championship in the 1980s, the 1990s, and the 2000s. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s?
That's what he said, yeah.
80s. Lakers.
I think that that is... What did the Lakers have one in the 90s? Did they have one in the 90s?
Maybe not. I know, of course, we know the 80s.
The 2000s definitely, for sure. And definitely the 2000s. Unless that's
because I'm trying to think. The Lakers, obviously, in the 80s. 90s, the Lakers won. Lakers won in the 90s? It's between those two teams.
What was the other team? That you were
Lakers Celtics. That's what I said.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
I don't think the Celtics won in the 90s either, did they?
So it was,
that was the Bulls winning all those championships. Bulls won That's all the those thing. You got to find like the.
So it's the Bulls, the outlier. Rockets. The Bulls Rockets. Right? In the 90s?
The Bulls and Rockets and.
Detroit won.
The Spurs had the one in.
Yeah, but
99.
They didn't win it in the 80s.
Spurs didn't get one in the 80s?
No.
And obviously they've won since then. The Rockets. Oh, man, this is a good trivia question.
He's going to get you guys on almost a technicality.
So which one is it?
Really? Almost a technicality?
The Pistons. They won back-to-back in 89 and 90.
89 and 90.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was thinking Detroit.
Yeah, you mentioned Detroit.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, Detroit. But I didn't think Detroit won in 80. But yeah, 89. Now he's going to come up here and he's going to crush us. Crush me. Pardon me.
That's what he said. He was looking for you. I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. So Detroit.
610-632-0975. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Final segment's coming your way next. We'll go to one more thing. We'll take a walk around the show, figure out how we got here, and, of course, take your phone calls. We do have open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Before we send you to the glorious messages that will keep the lights on here, I do want to remind you, of course, about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. It saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pensauken for just $25. I'm no math major, but that sounds like 50% off. Hurry, this exclusive offer from the Fanatic's Deal of the Week is only available while supplies last. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. It's Devon Givens and Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Gibbons, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic, hanging out together until midnight. Josh Rabick hanging out as well. We're going to get to one more thing in a matter of moments, but wanted to quickly get your thoughts, D, because I know that this isn't going to be likely an entire segment for us. The other news that broke today, non-Eagles related, maybe semi-Sixers related. The NBA tampering reinforcement coming out today that the league is weighing additional penalties. The NBA is thinking about draft pick forfeiture, fines, and the one that I thought was particularly interesting, the voiding of a contract that was determined to have come about as a result of tampering. When you were reading this and hearing about this, what'd you think?
Yeah, I didn't read all of it yet. I only saw a decent portion of it.
Sure.
But It is interesting to see. The one thing that stood out to me, of course, as you and I spoke about this briefly, was the fact that they'll try to be able to look at players' phones.
Yes.
No. How are you going to look into someone's private property when it comes to something like this? And then again, how do you know what...
Okay, so the personal liberty advocate in me,
yes,
says that I don't know how much more extreme that is than having mandatory drug testing at a job. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know how much further that is, because that's already an invasion of your privacy. It's just one that you've allowed. You
yes.
know what I mean? So at some point, I do want, because that was the first thing I thought. But then the other thing was like, I was thinking, well, you know, hell, if it's between, I've been dreaming of this my whole life, and I want to be an NBA player. If it's like, hey, you can do this if you show me your phone, or if you don't show me your phone, you can't.
What?
You know what I mean?
That's ethical foul.
Yeah, it's like, how are you trying to do? And then when you feel like you have, what is prompting you to say, I want to look at the phone? From the tampering.
Collusion. Yes.
How do you know this?
Right.
How do you come to the conclusion
that
of
collusion has happened?
Is happening.
Yes. I know. Is it any time that a super team gets together? Like, what if... So the one that I always think of, right? Jarrett Jack, you would never describe as a superstar NBA player, right?
Not at all.
Has one of the best Rolodexes on the planet, and from the time that he was 16 or 17 years old, was bros with everyone who mattered in the league.
Best relationships
period.
With everybody.
Period.
Everybody.
Since the time he was a child.
Yes.
How do you legislate that? Like, how do you figure out if Jarrett Jack, who's not a superstar, has all of these relationships, is collusion happening?
I think
is
there he's from, like, the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And he has Atlanta. Florida.
Everybody
Baltimore,
knew
Baltimore, D.C.,
Jack.
The DMV area.
By the time he got to Georgia Tech, he was like already larger than life.
He was going to the pros anyway.
It was crazy.
Everybody.
That's what I wonder. Like, is there a talent cutoff or an ability cutoff? Like, if LeBron's texting Anderson Varejao to get the band back together one more time, does no one care? Like, I don't understand, you know, what this is all about.
A lot of these players have known each other since they were teens in AAU. I
yeah.
mean, early teens, not late teens, early teens.
Sure.
They're friends. They're going to text each other. So if one of them says, man, it'd be nice if we had an opportunity to play. Remember when we used to talk about playing with each other in the NBA, playing on the same team? Now you're in trouble. Let me see your phone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I've got questions about that.
What? Yeah, you have agency. You put these players on Team USA together. You put them on the USA team's the under 16, under 18, under 17, right?
Yeah.
They're friends.
Well, so, and I want to know what the cutoff is, too, where it's like you're sitting there and Andre Drummond is like, man, it sucks to play in Detroit. Like,
yeah.
You know, Detroit, it sucks here.
It sucks to play in Detroit talking to
Ben Simmons. Simmons like, yo, Philly's awesome, yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah, like, we're pretty good here. We like our city.
And then you just leave it. Is that collusion?
That is collusion. Like, you're telling him how good your city is.
That, like, I don't understand. I appreciate the spirit of it, okay? Because I know that people super like player mobility. I do think that it undercuts competitive balance a lot. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up for debate. But I do think if you're trying to eliminate cutting out competitive balance, I get that collusion's a problem for you. Mm-hmm. Just how do you police it? Like, how do you, like, what do you actually do and how do you handle it? I don't have a good solution for it, so I don't think that it should be policed at this point. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, not at all. I that part I don't like, and I'll read more on it to be more educated on the whole thing. But the tampering thing, of course, something was going to happen.
Yeah.
That part, I think they're just going too far.
Well, so something that I don't like is, did you see the Kawhi Leonard, Paul George stuff? Where Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers, and the Clippers and he got together, and they had a list of players, and it was like, you have to get this
Kevin
player.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Right. Yeah.
And Paul George was the one that he kept going back to. It's like, it's got to be this guy, it's got to be this guy. Like, that's the part where I'm like, that is so gray area. Because you're talking about a line between team building, where for the Clippers, you want to get Kawhi, and also Paul George helps too, right? Versus, like, how much of this was, all right, well, if you can get Paul George on the phone and get him to pressure Oklahoma City into making this happen, that, do you know what I'm saying? Like that's the
gray area. Yes, because this guy was still under contract. He just signed an extension.
Yeah. And that's what I think the league doesn't want, right?
Durant and Irving were free agents, so that's totally different.
Totally different.
You're talking about...
That's way worse. Like, the Paul George thing sucks.
Oh, it's really...
in Oklahoma City.
It's really bad.
That sucks.
And he was like, yeah, we had a conversation. He said this at the introductory press conference for the Clippers. Oh, we had a conversation. It was a mutual thing and all that. And then Sam Presti came out later and was like, no, we didn't.
Nope. There's nothing mutual about that,
no, we
bro.
Didn't. But he said he was upset, and then we had to move him.
Right. So I think that is something that they're more than that's LeBron different. And Dwayne Wade and everybody and teaming Bosch. Up. Yeah.
That was just smart how they did it.
Yeah. That's busting up a team and a commitment that somebody. And then
apparently Kawhi said to Doc Rivers, I want to play for you.
Right.
And Ballmer, I like everything you're doing, but I'm not coming alone. I'm not coming here alone.
It's the difference, in my opinion, between hitting on someone that's engaged, which might be a frowned upon move, versus hitting on someone who's married, which is like a wrong move.
Which
you know
is
what
a
I mean?
No.
I think that there's I think that there's an important difference between those two things. Quickly, the often imitated, never duplicated one, the only one more thing. This comes to us from Roswell, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
The Area 51 raid was today. Did you see this? Expected literal thousands of people to show up, but cooler heads prevailed. The government was warning this is going to be a disaster if people show up because you're in the desert and there's not enough stuff. Like, people will die if you all come here. And enough people thought, yeah, that's a really good point. I'm not going to go to Roswell, New Mexico.
Absolutely.
So still no updates on aliens, UFOs, etc. The United States military was able to keep things taken care of.
What do you think?
I said this to my wife. I am 99% sure there are no aliens or spaceships or anything like that at Roswell, New Mexico. It bothers me that I think that there's a 1% chance that there is. You know?
So it doesn't have to be New Mexico, but are there?
Somewhere. Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, there are straight up gooey dudes that are poking with a stick underground.
That's Josh Rabick. He produced tonight.
Gooey dudes.
Outstanding job, you gooey dude. Thank you very much for all your hard work.
You got it, dude.
Devon, this is a lot of fun, man.
No, this is fantastic.
Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow for This Week in Pro Football. Devon, obviously, with the pregame show on Sunday.
Yep.
So I'll wait to hear your prediction then. I don't think the Eagles are 6.5 points better than the Lions.
But they are better.
That far. They are better. Devon Givens, Joe Torti, have a great night. 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.